Unit 5B answers the question, can HIT hinder communication and care coordination? While the advent of electronic health records has improved communication in some respects, such as providing immediate access to patient information, for some clinicians, the EHR may actually pose a distraction during patient encounters. Furthermore, some providers may grow to rely on computerized information rather than actually speaking with patients and other clinicians. In the first unit, you saw a variety of ways in which HIT can facilitate communication. It's important that you, as future health information technology professionals, also understand that HIT can actually serve as a barrier to effective communication.
The complexity of the healthcare environment posed a challenge to effective communication even before the advent of electronic health records. In fact, part of the impetus for using EHRs across all healthcare settings has been to improve communication. What we've found, however, is that HIT will not improve communication processes that are already dysfunctional or inadequate without significant change to the healthcare environment. Marge Benham-Hutkins and Judith Efkin inform us that increased healthcare complexity has been accompanied by problems with information sharing among multiple providers. The healthcare system is characterized by the provision of complex care, short encounters, multiple providers, and increased opportunities for communication breakdown. These conditions set the stage for increased medical error. Just as HIT can support good communication and efficient workflow, it can actually amplify bad communication practices and poor clinical workflows. The processes by which information technology influence communication and workflow are quite complex and adaptive. HIT processes use repeated routines, which, when designed to support dysfunctional practices, can actually perpetuate these practices. Communication and workflow processes influence the design, implementation, and adoption of information technology. Since such a reciprocal relationship exists between HIT and communication and workflow, an understanding of how each affects the other is essential to the HIT professional. Effective communication is a challenge, even in the absence of information and communication technology. There are a multitude of problems that can occur. What I think I am saying to you may not be what you are hearing. Healthcare providers are bombarded by a barrage of information. They experience cognitive overload due to the complexity of their work and the information demands that accompany that work. There are both internal and external distractions and interruptions during the communication process, including time pressures, environmental noise, and the emotional state of the provider. It's no wonder that effective communication is hard won in the healthcare setting.
There are a wide variety of symbols that are used for flowcharting, but it's best to keep it simple. The five symbols depicted in this slide are those that are used most frequently. An elongated circle depicts the start of stop point of the process. A rectangle signifies actions or instructions. A diamond shows a point at which one must make a decision. And arrows are used to illustrate the flow of the process.
We just implemented a provider order entry system, and it's not going well at all. Before computers, when the docs wanted a drug given stat, they would tell the nurse first, then write the order. Now that they can enter orders into PoE from anywhere, they don't talk to us anymore. The computer system does have a red flag when the stat order is entered, But our docs think that the red flag lets us know immediately about that new order. Hello, I'm taking care of patients here, not watching the computer system. Communication failures can occur when there is not a shared understanding of how the message is received. This can result in adverse events, especially in chaotic environments such as intensive care units. In the case you just heard, the provider felt that the message regarding the stat order was communicated clearly, since the computerized provider order entry system generates a red flag to tell the nurse that a stat order has been generated. The provider is not thinking about the frequency with which the nurse may be checking the patient record for the presence of alert notification. The nurse, on the other hand, was used to the ICU norm of verbal communication related to stat orders. Clearly, the multidisciplinary team did not plan for changes in communication norms. Assumptions were made on the part of both the physicians and the nurses. HIT professionals can assist teams in planning for changes to social norms following the introduction of information technology into the clinical setting. We know that HIT implementation alters the form and pattern of communication and the way in which providers exchange patient information with each other and with patients and families. So how can HIT professionals help? Well-designed information systems and workflow reengineering processes that facilitate clarity of information communicated between providers is essential. This can be especially problematic in settings where there are a variety of non-integrated clinical information systems that are patched together, leading to gaps in information. These information gaps actually can result in medical error. Adoption and use of HIT is strongly influenced by patterns of relationships among members of the healthcare team. Team members belong to different occupational and professional groups and may represent different departments. Team members are also interdependent. They rely on each other for cooperation and collaboration during the course of the patient's care. Anderson presents an example describing a social network in healthcare. Physicians consult with one another in diagnosing a patient's illness. They interact with pharmacists, nurses, and medical technicians in providing care. Physicians, clinics, hospitals, medical laboratories, home care agencies, and insurance companies may all share a common electronic medical record system. Examining the patterns of interaction among healthcare providers can be helpful to identify opinion leaders who are critical to the success of information technology adoption.
You'll want to clearly define each step in sequence. Include problems that are frequently encountered in the process, as well as points of delay or process steps that do not add value. Make notes on unfamiliar steps, then go back and fill in further details. Once you have completed the process flowchart, assign action items to fill in unfamiliar steps and to verify the accuracy of the chart. Nurses in a three-person rehabilitation office at a major academic medical center were concerned that processing rehabilitation admissions and case management had been cumbersome and redundant. When they analyzed the existing paper system, they found more than 300 data items used more than once throughout the departmental processes. They decided to use a simple timing trial based on selected segments of a workflow diagram. Workflow diagrams were created by defining four general processes: referral processing, admission processing, code processing, and discharge processing. Documenting each step and confirming their accuracy with the workgroup members. Here you see the very high-level processes they defined. They created a detailed flowcharts for each one of these processes. Selected points on the workflow diagram were used to document the time involved in the processing of a referral request through admission. And they found that they could save 3 to 3.5 hours per case by revising the departmental database, decreasing work redundancy, and creating an electronic case file. Let's look at an emergency department example. Hummel, Evans, and Lee examined the role of workflow redesign to improve medication reconciliation at 4 Washington State Community Hospital emergency departments. Lean redesign methodology was used to map workflow processes during redesign workshops that were attended by emergency department staff. The core idea of lean thinking is to determine the value of a process by distinguishing value-added steps from those that do not add value, and by eliminating waste. A process, according to lean thinking, is a set of actions or steps, each of which must be accomplished properly in the proper sequence at the proper time to create value for a customer or a patient. In lean thinking, primary processes serve the external customer. In healthcare, this refers to patients and their families. Internal processes serve internal customers, or the physicians, staff, hospitals themselves, insurers, payers. Internal processes serve internal customers in support of the primary process. Primary processes are easier to see, but internal processes are needed to create value in the primary process. It's critically important that value be defined by the primary customer, the patient and family.
The researchers were able to uncover a number of communication inefficiencies with respect to synchronous communication methods. While information and communication technology will not and should not replace face-to-face communication, it can help to mediate interruptions that are not urgent and can defer face-to-face interactions to a more opportune time. Edwards discusses one case study in which the physician attempted to make 3 consultations by landline telephone. In the case of the 3rd consult, the physician called, paged, called a second time, and finally left a message with the secretary. Each of the 3 attempts at contact resulted in deferment to an asynchronous mode of communication, wasting precious time and energy.
Getting back to our emergency department example, all 4 emergency departments participating in this project independently described current workflows for creating medication lists that were remarkably similar, with only minor variations. They developed a strategy for a future workflow that was designed to quickly get the percentage of patients who do not know their medications as low as possible, and then to standardize the process for gathering any remaining missing information. They were then able to devise enhancement ideas that included educating patients about bringing in an updated and complete medication list to each emergency department visit, giving patients additional time and resources to organize their medication information, identifying and flagging patients who have missing medication information, and reorganizing staff roles so that the large proportion of clerical duties associated with creating a patient medication list could be performed by lower-level clinical and clerical staff. Clinical work process diagrams differ among the various healthcare settings. Let's look at an example of a clinical workflow analysis in chronic disease management clinics. Understanding workflow information flow, and provider needs in chronic disease care environments can contribute to developing strategies to maximize HIT use, to enable providers to take full advantage of the capabilities of HIT systems, and to support patients in managing chronic diseases. Anurtal and colleagues conducted a study of 3 ambulatory clinics providing chronic disease care. They observed all aspects of care over 150 hours, including 157 patient-provider interactions. Their observations focused on interactions among people, processes, and technology. They collected data using direct observation and semi-structured interviews. And then they constructed models of workflow for each clinic, models of information flow for each clinic, and an in-depth description of work practices and the roles of health information technology in these clinics. The authors identified gaps between the existing HIT functionality and the needs of chronic disease providers, and developed guidelines for HIT design to support chronic disease care, including a recommendation to use modular design approaches to support disease-specific needs. Their study demonstrates the importance of evaluating workflow and information flow in HIT design and implementation.